All right, so we're diving into AI agents today.
Yeah.
And this is something that a lot of business decision makers are hearing about.
Absolutely.
And we want to kind of unpack, like, what does that mean for revenue and costs and risk management?
Yeah.
We've got articles, blog posts, company announcements, all that kind of stuff.
Lots of material to go through.
Yeah, we're really excited about this one.
So what's really fascinating is that these AI agents are really stepping into roles
Yeah.
that have traditionally been occupied by people.
Right.
We're not just talking about chatbots here.
Okay.
It's much more than that.
So like, what are we talking about then?
It's almost like imagine a team of tireless employees
Okay.
working 24/7, analyzing data, making decisions,
Right.
interacting with customers, even interacting with systems without needing a coffee break.
So not replacing everyone with robots.
Not at all. It's
Yeah.
more about giving your human employees like a superpower.
Oh, okay.
These AI agents can handle those repetitive,
Yeah.
time-consuming tasks,
Okay.
freeing up your team to focus on strategy, creativity, the things that humans are really good at.
So, like, I've got an assistant who never calls in sick.
That's a great way to put it.
I like that.
And this shift, it's not just some fantasy.
Right.
A recent study showed that 65% of organizations are already using generative AI. So this
Oh.
is a real thing.
In some
This is
ways,
happening now.
that's a lot.
It's
Yeah.
transforming how work gets done
Yeah,
across
definitely.
every industry.
Speaking of transformations,
Yeah.
did you see what Microsoft announced at their AI tour in London?
I did, yeah.
They're launching AI agents
Wow.
right in their Copilot platform next month.
Big
It's a
news.
pretty big deal.
Yeah, definitely.
It could put them ahead of Salesforce, who announced their Agentforce platform just a month before.
Right?
It's a real race to see who's going to bring this technology to everyone first.
Very exciting
It
time
is
to
exciting.
be following this.
So why is all of this happening right now? What's changed?
There are three main factors, actually.
Okay, lay it on me.
First, we have universal interfaces.
Okay.
AI can understand data from all sorts of sources,
Right.
spreadsheets, images, even audio and video.
So it's not just like typing commands anymore.
It's about understanding context,
Right.
like giving AI a set of senses
Oh,
to
wow.
perceive the world.
Okay.
And then we have the amazing advancements in AI's reasoning and planning.
Okay.
These models can analyze, predict, and make decisions almost like humans.
That's a little scary.
It's pretty incredible.
It is.
And the third factor is the massive leap in AI's memory.
Okay.
These agents can retain information and use it to make decisions.
So not just reacting to task.
Right, they are building a knowledge base.
So they get smarter over time.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing.
It's this combination that makes AI agents so transformative.
Okay.
It's not just automation anymore. It's
Great.
about creating systems that can learn and adapt.
This is starting to sound less like sci-fi and more like the future of how we're going to do business.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you give us an example of how this is actually being used
Absolutely.
in the real world?
McKinsey and Company, they've implemented AI agents to streamline their work.
Okay.
Imagine client inquiries, scheduling, even reports,
All right.
all handled by AI,
It's a lot.
freeing up those consultants for higher level work.
So McKinsey probably has a bunch of tech people to do this.
Well, that's the interesting part.
Really?
They built these agents using natural language
So
instructions.
you just tell the AI what to do.
Basically, the platforms are becoming very user-friendly.
So no need for like coding and programming?
Not necessarily.
So what kind of results are they seeing?
Oh, they're remarkable.
Wow.
McKinsey reported a 90% reduction in lead time
Wow.
and a 30% reduction in admin overhead.
Cost savings
Absolutely.
and efficiency gains. So
Huge.
that's a compelling argument for looking into this for sure. And
Definitely.
McKinsey's not the only one.
Right. We are seeing similar success stories across all sorts of industries.
So we've talked about Microsoft, we've talked about Salesforce. What's the difference between how they're approaching this whole AI agent thing?
Well, Microsoft is integrating AI agents into their existing Copilot
So
ecosystem.
it's an extension of what they're already doing.
Exactly.
Right.
Salesforce is building a dedicated platform with Agentforce.
Okay, so different strategies,
Yeah.
both trying to achieve kind of the same result.
I think so, yeah.
Interesting.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, definitely.
Salesforce is focusing on low-code development.
So you don't need to be a coder to use it.
That's the idea, yeah.
So they're really emphasizing customization for businesses.
Exactly. Tailoring those agents to very specific needs.
I'm sure a lot of business leaders are wondering about the security of all of this.
Of course, it's a valid concern.
What about data privacy?
Both Microsoft and Salesforce are taking that very seriously.
Yeah.
They're building in robust security measures.
Okay, good.
Encryption, access controls, all that.
Makes sense.
And they're also emphasizing transparency.
So businesses know what's happening with their data.
Right. They can track what their agents are doing.
It's not just about the technology itself. It's about using it responsibly.
Absolutely.
And ethically.
That's a crucial part of this conversation.
Yeah, as AI keeps evolving.
It's only going to become more important.
We need to make sure these tools are used in a way that benefits everyone.
Right, businesses and society as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just about security, though.
What else?
We also have to think about the impact on the workforce.
Right, like, are robots taking our jobs?
It's a common concern.
Yeah.
I think it's better to think of it as an evolution,
right,
not a replacement.
So not robots taking our jobs.
Right. Think about it like when spreadsheets were introduced.
Yeah.
They didn't eliminate the need for accountants.
True.
They gave them a powerful tool to do their jobs better.
More efficiently, for sure.
AI agents are similar.
Okay.
They handle routine tasks, freeing up humans for more strategic work.
The stuff that humans are good at.
Exactly. Creative problem solving.
Yeah. Things like that.
Building relationships.
So it's not humans versus machines.
No, it's humans and machines.
Working together.
Right. That's where the real potential lies.
Can you give us a real world example?
Sure. Pets at Home created an AI agent for their profit protection team.
Okay.
This agent analyzes data to find potential issues.
Okay, so it helps them save money.
Exactly. It could save them millions.
Wow, that's a lot.
And remember, Salesforce wants to have a billion AI agents out there by 2025.
Wow, that's a huge number.
It shows this technology is becoming accessible to everyone.
Not just big companies.
Right. Any business can benefit.
So this is a chance for businesses to really get ahead.
Absolutely. A real competitive advantage.
Okay, let's say I'm a business owner.
Okay.
And I'm interested in AI agents.
What would you recommend?
Where do I start?
The first step is to identify areas where AI agents can have the most impact.
Okay, so like what?
Think about tasks that are repetitive, time-consuming.
Like data entry.
Yes, or customer support.
Or maybe even scheduling and things like that.
Exactly. Tasks that require a lot of data analysis.
Okay.
Then you can start exploring platforms.
Like Microsoft and Salesforce.
Right. They both have user-friendly interfaces.
So it's not that hard to get started.
Not anymore.
So let's say I've picked a platform.
What's next?
What do I do then?
You need to define the tasks you want the AI agent to handle.
Be really specific.
Right. What are the inputs, the output?
What kind of decisions need to be made?
Exactly. You need to be clear about the problem you're trying to solve.
So the AI agent can solve it.
Right. And then you can start building and training your agent.
And how does that work?
It's pretty intuitive. You use natural language instructions.
So it's like talking to a person.
Kind of, you're giving instructions.
And the AI learns.
Yes, and adapts.
So we're all learning here.
It's an exciting time to be involved in this.
Definitely.
We're entering a new era of work.
Humans and AI working together.
Right, incredible potential for innovation.
Now, we've talked about the good stuff.
Yeah.
But are there downsides to AI agents?
Like any technology, there are risks.
Such as?
One is bias.
That the AI might be biased?
Yes, we need to make sure AI agents are fair and equitable.
That they're not discriminating.
Right, we need to design and train them carefully.
It's not enough to just automate.
Right.
We need to do it responsibly.
Absolutely.
Another challenge is transparency.
How do we know how AI is making decisions?
Well, right, especially as AI gets more complex.
Businesses need to prioritize transparency.
So we can trust AI.
And so employees and customers can trust it too.
Hmm. So it's about finding the right balance.
Between the power of AI and the need for human oversight.
And ethical consideration.
Exactly. It's an ongoing conversation.
Okay, so for the business leaders listening,
yes,
what's the one thing you want them to remember?
AI agents are here now.
Not science fiction.
Right. They're changing the way we work.
So businesses need to pay attention.
And those who adapt will thrive.
So it's not a question of if, but when.
Exactly. The future is here.
We've talked about a lot today.
We have.
AI agents, why they're important.
Yeah.
What I want to do now is bring it back to our listeners.
Okay.
The people making decisions in their businesses.
Right.
What does all this mean for them?
It's a good question.
What does it mean for their business?
This tech is going to impact everything.
Really?
Everything.
Yeah. How you manage your business.
Okay.
How you talk to customers.
Right.
Even how you compete.
So it's not just about being more efficient.
It's bigger than that.
Okay.
It's really about changing how we think about work.
Wow, that's a big statement.
Yeah, I think so.
AI agents are a whole new way of doing things.
A new paradigm. Combining human intelligence with artificial intelligence.
We talked about the three things that make AI agents possible.
Yeah, the universal interfaces,
right.
The advanced reasoning,
yeah.
And the memory,
yep.
It's all coming together
yeah.
to create something really new.
And it seems like things are moving so fast.
The pace of innovation is incredible.
What we're seeing now is just the beginning.
It's really just the start.
It's a little scary, to be honest.
It is.
But also exciting.
For sure.
It feels like things are really changing.
We're at a turning point.
In the business world,
yeah.
Some businesses will adapt.
And some will get left behind.
So what advice do you have?
For business leaders.
Yeah, how can they navigate all of this?
Don't wait.
Oh.
Start exploring AI agents now.
Figure out how they can help your business.
Exactly.
Like experiment with the platforms.
It's easier than you think.
Okay.
To get started.
And remember.
It's about empowering people.
Not replacing them.
Yeah. So, AI agents are tools.
They can help us do more.
Phrase up.
To focus on the things that humans are good at.
Creativity, strategy, connection.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Humans and AI working together.
To achieve something amazing.
This has been a fascinating look at AI agents.
I agree.
I think we've all learned a lot.
A lot to think about.
About this technology
yeah.
and how it's going to change everything.
For sure.
But as we wrap up,
yeah.
I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
Imagine your business.
Okay.
Operating 24/7.
Wow.
Tasks done with amazing efficiency.
Yeah.
AI finding insights in all that data.
That's the power of AI agents.
And it's not just a dream.
It's possible.
It's within reach.
Right now.
So what are you going to do with it?